stand by Burnett.
4DOS calling CQ to the Blue Ridge 2 meter net. Your net control tonight is KI4DOS. My name is Gary and my location is Easley. In the interest and promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. In the event of an emergency, this net will be activated. This repeater is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society, and all amateurs licensed operate on the frequency are invited to check in. Is there any formal traffic bulletins or announcements for the net? Please call KI4DOS. We will now begin roll call. This is a directed net. All stations with or without traffic are invited to check in. Please check in your proper alphabetical group. As you check in, give your call, name, location, and signal your intent to remain on the net for the rag chew portion. This being Wednesday night, the rag chew portion will be postponed a bit while we have the swap net portion of the net. Then we'll go on to the rag chew portion, stopping periodically for additional check-ins. Had quite a number of folks to use the pre-net check-in function on the repeater tonight. We'll run through those, and then we'll go over to the echo link. Let's see here. We've got W4FCM, that's Mr. Fred, and his sweet bride, and 4IEI, that's Ms. Hyla, there in Traveler's Rest. And W2AMD, that's Mr. Andrew, he's down in Simpsonville. And KG4PFI, that's Mr. Don and his sweet bride, KG4QLQ. That's Miss Linda, they're down in Piedmont. And K4OSH, that's Mr. Pat, he's over in Spartanburg. And KO4ZEW, that's Mr. Ben, he's in Simpsonville. And KI4LZI, that's Mr. Andy, he's up at Table Rock. And W4DF, that's Mr. Don, he's over in Bowling Springs. And N4ASW, that's Mr. Tony and his sweet bride, KQ4JSK, that's Miss Kim, they're up in Nashville. And K4XMR, that's Mr. Mail, he's in Prosperity. And KD4IOX, that's Mr. Leon in Hendersonville. And KE4DXJ, that's Wendy in Hendersonville. And KO4RMM, that's Mr. Kurt, he's over in Greenville. And N4JRB, that's Mr. James over in Greer. And WW4JET, that's Mr. Matthew, he's up Table Rock. And KQ4NSX, that's Mr. Raymond up at Traveler's Rest. And KC4W, that's Mr. Bill, he's down in Anderson. And AA4GH, that's Mr. Gus in Punta Gorda, Florida. And KX4YM, that's Mr. Scott, he's over in Grable. And KO4NUE, that's Mr. Chad, he's over in Campobello. And his sweet bride, KO4RYP, that's Miss Anna, she's in Columbia tonight. And W2MJB, that's Mr. Mark, he's over in Simpsonville. And KN4HTP, that's Mark's sweet little bride, Miss Wendy, she's also in Simpsonville. Appreciate all you fine folks that use the pre-net check-in function on the repeater. Hope all of y'all are doing well. Thanks for taking the time to check in with us that way. Now we'll go over to the EchoLink stations. EchoLink stations only for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. EchoLink stations up, but one of them checked in with me on the pre-net check-ins on the repeater. So the only other one I've got up there is Daniel over there on EchoLink. Daniel, if you do not have audio capabilities, shoot me a text message and I'll get you checked in that way, but I'll give you one more opportunity to check in with us via RF. EchoLink stations only for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. Now we'll go over to the RF portion of the net now. starting with M through P, Mike through Papa for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI-4.
KI-4-DUS. Gary, please check in. Kilo, Kilo 4, Oscar, Oscar, Lorena, and my husband, Kilo, Kilo 4, Delta, Mike, Whiskey, Rick, and our daughter, Kilo Mike 4, Mike, Oscar, Quebec, Michelle, we're all in Piedmont. I'll be negative and negative.
4, DOS. In Kilo Quebec 4, November Lima Uniform, this is Ken in Greenville, and I hope you're doing well tonight. I'll be negative and negative.
The DOS. Good evening, Gary. This is Kilo Quebec 4, November Hotel Bravo, KQ4, NHB. This is Danny down here in Greenville. I'll be negative and negative.
The DOS. To Mr. Doctor, hello. We check in. 207 Austin, Indiana. Territory of Latin. Love and Emmett. I'll be negative and negative, but I got something to disrupt me.
4DOS and Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening to KK4ONO. This is Miss Lorena and her husband Rick, KK4DMW, and their daughter Michelle, KM4MOQ. They're all down there in Piedmont. Appreciate y'all being with us tonight, Lorena. Tell Rick and Michelle we said hello. Hope y'all are doing well and keep giggling. And KO4NLU, that's Mr. Ken. Ken, did I get your call right?
Quebec 4, November Lima uniform, so you're real close, but one off.
I appreciate the correction there. Kilo Quebec 4, November Lima uniform, Mr. Ken over in Greenville. Appreciate you being with us. Hope you are doing well. And then we got KQ4NHB. That's Mr. Danny. He's over in Greenville. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Danny. Hope you're doing well. And K4OIM. That's Mr. Walt. He's over there in Hinman. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Walt. Hope you're doing well. And I got you down for an item for the swap net. So I will be back to you in just a little bit. And then I've got, let me see here. I got KQ4OJW, that's Daniel down there in Seneca. He's on Echo Message. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Daniel. I hope you are doing well down there in Seneca. And I've got one more Echo Link station up. Echo Link stations only for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS, this is Kilo 2 Lima X-ray Delta March, coming to you from sunny St. Petersburg, Florida this evening. Good evening to you, sir, and good to hear you on there, Gary. Back to net control.
Board Yankee Jim in Berea, negative and negative.
DOS. Again, Kilo November 4, Oscar Bravo Charlie. This is John in Greenville, and I'll be negative and negative.
4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening to K2LXD. Mr. Marsh, Petersburg, Florida this evening. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Marsh. Hope you are doing well. Have a safe trip down there, and you be careful on the mobile when you head back this way. 4YHY, that's Mr. Jim. He's over there in Berea. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Jim. Hope you're doing well. And KN4OBC, that's Mr. John, he's over there in Greenville. Appreciate you being with us tonight, John. Hope you're doing well. Additional stations, Mike through Papa for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
4DOS. Listen to Gary and everybody on the net. Please check in N4NLR, November 4, nothing like radio. Jimmy and Al, Gary, good evening. See you and everybody on that.
Say good evening to M4NLR, Master Jim over there in Greenville. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Jim. Hope you are doing well. We'll move up now to the Quebec through Tango group, Q through T for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS. Good evening, Gary. Please check in N0TR, November 0, Tango Romeo. My name's Tom. I'm located in Greer. Good evening to you and all on the net. Say hello to Joe. Joy and I'll be negative and negative, Gary.
Yes. Please check in. Kilo 4, Sierra, Mike, Victor, Dale in Ellenborough. I'll be negative, negative, but I will be listening in. Good evening to all on the net.
KI4DOS in Whiskey 1, Romeo, Papa Golf. This is Bob in Piedmont, and I hope everyone's having a great evening. Negative and negative.
KI4DOS, check in November 4, Romeo, Lima, Foxtrot. N4RLF, Roger in Seneca, and I'll be negative and negative.
KI4DOS. Hello there, Gary. Please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Quebec, Lima, Golf, KL4QLG. This is Chris in Liberty. And I'll be negative and negative. Hello, Tom.
Hello, Chris.
KOS. Please check in Alpha, Alpha 1, Romeo, Delta, AA1RD. Bob down here in Piedmont. I'll be negative and negative tonight. 73 to you and all on the net. I hope you're having a good evening. Say hi to Joy as well for me.
KI4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I would like to say good evening to N0TR, Mr. Tom, over there in Greer. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Tom. Tell Miss Bernice we said hello, and I'll relay your message in there to Joy. Hope y'all are doing well. And KK4SMV, that's my buddy Dale up there in Edinburgh. I appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Dale. Hope you are doing well. And W1RPG, Mr. Bob, he's down there in Piedmont. Appreciate you. And N4RLF, that's Mr. Roger, he's down there in Seneca. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Roger. Hope you're doing well. And KO4QLG, that's my other brother by a different mother. That's Mr. Chris over there in Liberty. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Chris. Hope you are doing well. And AA1RD, that's Mr. Bob. He's down there in Piedmont. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Bob. Tell Miss Anita we said hello. Hope y'all are doing well. Additional stations, Quebec through Tango for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. Echo Link Station, yep, Echo Link Stations only for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS. Good evening and hello again, Gary. Check in KA4PQA, Kilo Alpha 4, Papa Quebec Alpha, Stephen in Greenwood. Good evening, Gary, to yourself and all of the net. No traffic, no rag queue. Do tell Miss George that we say hello. And Gary, I want to apologize for not checking in with you last Wednesday night. My wife had an early morning doctor's appointment on Thursday morning. That's the reason, Gary, why I did not get to check in with you last week. And also we have been back and forth visiting with her dad in the local rehab hospital. So Gary, we've had a lot going on in the past 2 weeks, but I just wanted to make you aware, Gary, of why I didn't check in with you last week this time.
KI4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening to my buddy Stephen down there in Greenwood, KA4PQA. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Stephen. Hope you are doing well. Tell Miss Jennifer we said hello. And Stephen, don't worry about it. Things come up and stuff like that happens, but I do appreciate you thinking about us. I hope Jennifer is doing well, and I hope y'all take care and do good down there in Greenwood.
For Affirmative, Gary. Affirmative, Gary. If y'all will keep, if you will, Gary, keep my father-in-law, which is her dad in your thoughts. He has been in the rehabilitation hospital for just over 2 weeks now. He is set to be released to go home on Saturday. But we are going to visit with him as much as we can throughout the rest of the week. But, Gary, if you will, just be sure and keep, if you will, you and others, be sure and keep him in your thoughts, Gary.
We'll definitely do that, Stephen. Not a problem. But I hope everything goes well down there. And y'all continue to do well. All right, let's see here. Where were we? In the UFO, the Quebec through Tango Group, Q through T for the Blue Ridge 2 meter net. Call KI4DOS.
DOS. Please check in Kilo Charlie 4, Sierra Kilo Delta Larry, and Kilo Golf 4, Alpha Hotel Sierra Ronda. We're in Easley. No traffic, no wreck to you tonight. I do have a couple by telephone relay. My brother Randall, November 9, Tango, Echo, Charlie, in Asheville, North Carolina. And my youngest brother Charlie, Kilo Fox 4, Golf Fox Trot. Charlie, he's in Goose Creek, South Carolina. So I hope everybody's having a good evening, and take care. KC4SKD.
4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2 meter net. I'd like to say good evening to my neighbor Larry, KK4SK. Excuse me. Larry, I can't even read my own writing tonight. KC4SKD. That's my neighbor Larry and his sweet bride, KG4AHS. That's Miss Rhonda. They're my neighbors, mine over here in Easley. And Larry brings along his brothers, N9TEC, that's Mr. Randall, up there in Asheville, and KF4GGF, that's Charlie, down in Goose Creek. Appreciate y'all, you bringing Randall and Charlie along. Tell them we said hello, hope all y'all are doing well. And Larry, while I got you, did you get your little truck fixed?
KC4SKD here. We've got some problems. I found out the hose clamps, the worm gear hose clamps, you're not supposed to use them with plastic radiators. They don't work too well. So I drove it around Saturday, thought everything was fine, and Sunday morning I got up, went to breakfast, and came back, and lo and behold, I had two leaks. So I'm having to take some of it back apart. I got these called these pinch clamps, or really called spring clamps. I got some of them ordered. They're supposed to be in tomorrow, so hopefully get that done and we'll be all right.
Well, I'm glad that I saw you had leaks on those things, but those things get kind of cranky and temperamental sometimes. But I'm sure those new clamps will straighten everything out, and they won't give you a problem anymore. At least I hope that's the way it works out. Anyway, y'all take care, and again, tell Miss Rhonda we said hello, and hope all goes well with your new hose clamps. All right, let's move up in the alphabet to the Uniform Through Zulu Group, U through Z, for the Blue Ridge 2 meter net. Call KI4DOS.
U.S. Hey, Miss Joy on the net. Please check in N4ZLK, November 4, Zulu, Lima, Kilo. My name is Shane. I'm home in Cleveland tonight. No traffic, no table. Thanks for calling the net, Gary.
U.S. Here, please check in Kilo 4 X-ray Bravo. That's K4XB. My name's Tommy. I'm located in southern Greenville County. I'll be negative and negative. Good evening to you and everyone on that.
KI4DOS. This is Kilo Oscar 4 Whiskey Tango Quebec. This is Greg and Greer.
4DOS, Dallas in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Like to say good evening to N4ZLK. That's Mr. Shane up there at home in Cleveland tonight. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Shane. Tell Miss Beth we said hello. Hope y'all are doing well. And Shane, you won the door prize tonight there, young man. You made number 50 on my logbook so far. So appreciate you being with us. And then we got K4XB, Mr. Tommy. He's down there in southern Greenville County. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Tommy. Tell Miss Angela we said hello. Hope y'all are doing well. And K04WT, appreciate you being with us tonight, Greg. Hope you're doing well. Any others, uniform through Zulu for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. Slide around to the front of the alphabet in the Alpha through Delta, Group A through D for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS. Good evening, Gary. Thomas Joy, we said hello. Please check in Whiskey 4 Delta Julia Whiskey, W4DJW. Dave and Greer, negative and negative.
4DOS. And Gary, please check in Kilo Mike 4 Bravo Lima Hotel, KM4BLH. The name is Kurt, Charlie Uniform, Romeo Tango, QTH is Greenville. I'll be negative and negative.
QS. In and out the following. That would be N4BXB, Herb, and Kilowatt Juliet 4, Mike, Victor, Charlie, Pam. Also, both, that's the XYL, also both daughters. November 4, Foxtrot Yankee X-Ray, that's Connie. And November 4, India Echo November, that's Terry. Check us all in and out. Good evening.
Please call again, please.
4, India Echo November.
SKI4DOS and the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Like to say good evening to W4DJW. That's Mr. Dave. He's over there in Greer. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Dave. Tell Miss Amy we said hello. Hope y'all are doing well. And KM4BLH. That's Mr. Kurt. He's over there in Greenville. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Kurt. Hope you're doing well. And N4BXB, Mr. Herb. He's up there in Shelby. And his sweet bride, KJ4MVC. That's Miss Pam. And then their daughter, Connie. N4FYX. And their daughter, Terry. N4IEN. Did I get all that right, Herb?
Got it right. Thank you.
Appreciate you being with us. Tell Pam, Connie, and Terry we have all said hello. Hope all y'all are doing well, and thanks for bringing them along tonight. We really do appreciate it. Additional stations, Alpha through Delta for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. Up to the next group, which is Echo through Hotel, E through H for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
OS. Gary and all on the net, please check in Kilo Oscar 4 Hotel Kilo X-Ray, KO4HKX. This is Patrick. I'm up here in Penrose. I have no comment, no traffic tonight, Gary. Please tell Miss Joy, at least not to hello.
4DOS. Please check in Kilo Charlie 4 Echo Zulu November, KC4EZN Harry in Canton, North Carolina. Be negative, negative tonight, Gary. Thanks.
DOS. Kilo Alpha 4, Foxtrot Kilo Quebec, KA4FKQ. Jim and 6 Mile. No traffic, no round table. Good evening, Gary. It's been a while.
4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Like to say good evening, KO4HKX. That's Mr. Patrick up there in Penrose. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Patrick. Tell Miss Elise we said hello. Hope y'all are doing well.
And KC4EZN, Mr. Harry, he's up there in Candler. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Harry. Hope you're doing well. And KA4FKQ, Mr. Jim, over there at 6 Mile. Jim, it's been a while. Good hearing you on the radio. Hope you are doing well there, young man. And thanks for coming by and checking in with us. Additional stations, Echo 2 Hotel for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. There's a patient group now in the India through Lima group on a Wednesday night. India through Lima, I through L for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
For DOS, please check in. Whiskey Alpha 4, Kilo Charlie. This is Juan. In Greenville, no traffic, not coming, but just listening. 73.
Yes. You enjoy doing all right. Me and Beverly doing pretty good. I'm sitting here waiting on James to check in. I don't know where that wrestler's at. But anyway, good to hear you tonight, Gary. Please tell Joy we said hello. Good evening. You enjoy it all on the net. No traffic, no comment.
I4DOS. Please check in KF4KYI, Kilo Foxtrot Yankee, Kilo Yankee India. This is Tom in downtown Greenville. No comments and no traffic.
K4DOS. Gary, please check in Joe, Kilo 4. Juliet Delta and Greer, negative and negative this evening. Over.
K4DOS. Gary, thank you for being here tonight. Please check in Kilo 4, Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife Donna, Kilo, Charlie, 4, Mike, Foxtrot, Kilo. We make our home in Greer. Donna will be in and out, but I'll be here taking us to the second shift, I guess. I hope everyone has a good night. Extra blanket tonight, folks. 7-3.
3DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening to WA4KC. That's my buddy Juan over there in Greenville. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Juan. Tell me, hope all of y'all are doing well. I hadn't heard you in a while. And then we got W4IOE, Mr. Sid. He's up there in Fletcher. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Sid. Tell Miss Beverly we said hello. I'll relay your message in there to Joey. I hope y'all are doing well. And KF4KYI, Mr. Tom. He's over there in Greenville. Tom, I hadn't heard you in a long, long time there, young man. Appreciate you being with us. Hope you are doing well. And KK4JD, that's Mr. Joe. He's over there in Greer. I appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Joe. Hope you are doing well. And Joe, did you get my email?
Not, but I will stick around for the swap net, so no problem.
I just replied to it, I don't know, about an hour and a half, 2 hours ago, so you should have it, I don't know, but anyway, we'll go from there. I'd also like to say good evening to KK4JBQ, Mr. Larry, and his sweet bride, KC4MFK, that's Miss Donna. They're located over in Greer. Appreciate y'all being with us tonight, Larry. Tell Miss Donna we said hello, and I'll be back to you for some comments in just a little while. Additional stations, India through Lima for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. To the big group now, all the way through the alphabet, A through Z for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. Everybody on the first pass this evening. Any other check-ins all the way through the alphabet, A through Z, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Call KI4DOS. DOS. the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, now securing the thermal portion of the net. But thanks for all those folks checking in with us. All stations wishing to secure may do so. We will now begin the swap net portion of the net, then we'll go on to the rag tube portion, stopping periodically for additional check-ins. Have one that's got an item for the swap net, we'll grab him, and then we'll see if there's any others. K4OIM, Mr. Walt, over there in Edmond. Walt, what have you got for us tonight there, young man?
And LBC flows 100 of a magic antenna tuner. It's brand new in the box. I got it and for the video, that's what the antenna tuner shows us. So I do about it $200 this time. Never been used. I'll test $100 to it. I have the HTS 125D of a solid state under amplifier. So, to the TVs. I've had it to go with my Zylo D90. I have never talked to him. I'll take $350 to it. It's brand new. But whoever buys it, if they can download the firmware in my G90, I'll let them have it for $300.
First item you have is an LBG antenna tuner. That's a 100, is that right?
That's right.
It's never been used. It's, like I said, it's brand new. It ain't never been hooked up or anything, and you would like $100 for it, correct?
Yeah, that's it.
Alrighty, and the next item you got, I missed the first part of it, so I got the 125D solid state amplifier. What was the first part of that?
So HTS. It's a HTS.
At that time. sorry about that. But I got it all down. That's a XTA 125D solid state amplifier. It's for the QRP rigs. Your rope works 6 meters, well, HF through 6 meters. And you would like $450 for it. I bet if somebody has the 290, you'll sell it for $400. Is that correct?
If they can program my T-SOP, the firmware, 290. All I have to do is just download the firmware in my T-SOP that goes with my 290.
At that time, so you need them to do the programming of that radio, so that's not a problem there. How can the folks get in touch with you there, Walt?
Four seven nine three seven six one.
Correct.
No, yeah, 3761. You got it, David.
3761, right?
Yes.
Okay, buddy. We got her down. Does anyone need any fills on this, either one of these items that Walt just listed?
Yeah,
for a few weeks, as always. When you sell these items, if you don't mind, let me know, and that way I can keep my swap net book straight on this end. But we do appreciate it. Anyone else with anything else they would like to add to the swap net book or anything I need to take off of the swap net book, call KI4DOS. For DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter swap net. First item up on the swap net book is for sale. It's an MFJ 998, full legal limit automatic antenna tuner. They would like $300 for it. Does anyone need any fields?
That would be interested.
Mr. Tom, N0TR, has that. You can reach him at 864-434-2798. Copy.
864-2798.
He don't live too far from you, I don't guess. I don't know where you live in Greer, but he's just a little north of Greer. He's got a Greer address, but he lives just a little above, on the north side there. Over.
I don't think he's too far away at all. Yeah, I'll definitely give him a call tomorrow.
Well, you take care, and hope you and Tom can get together on that. This KI4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter swap net continuing. The next item up on the swap net book is for sale. It's a Yaesu Tempo 1. That's HF transceiver. He has the transceiver itself, the external VFO, and the external speaker. And he would like $100 for it. Does anyone need any fields? The map is looking for, got a fellow looking for a half-wave, 2-meter vertical antenna. Does anyone need any fields? The map is for sale. It's a Yaesu FT840. That's a HF transceiver. He would like $300 for it. Does anyone need any fields? The map is for sale. It's a Dentron MT3000A. That's a full legal limit manual antenna tuner. It would like $250 for it. Does anyone need any fields? That is for sale. It's an ICOM IC718. That's HF transceiver. He has the microphone, the manual, and the box that it came in. He would like $400 for it. Does anyone need any fields? We got on the swap net book tonight, folks, is for sale. It's an M-squared satellite beam antenna. It's about 2 years old. That's a 2-meter, 70-centimeter beam. And he would like $400 for it. Does anyone need any fields? That's going to conclude the reading of the swap net book tonight. Appreciate all you fine folks that stayed around and listened to the reading of the swap net book. Those that listed items, I'll run those for a few weeks. When you sell these items, if you don't mind, let me know. That way I can keep my book straight on this end. Do we have additional check-ins all the way through the alphabet for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Call KI4DOS. Who's first up on a clean, shiny, dry stuff tonight? And that would be Mr. Larry, KK4JBQ, over there in Greer. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Larry. What have you and Miss Donna been up to today?
KI4DOS in the net. This is KK4JBQ. Well, it's been a fine day here in Wobegon. gosh, I haven't heard that in a long time. I really like Lake Wobegon. It was kind of a homey thing, wasn't it? And good music, I think. A little funny from time to time. Donna was looking for a package today. She told me early in the day to expect it. She knew that one of us would be able to catch it as soon as it landed on the doorstep. So her package arrived along with some
things for the cats. We do a lot of business with a certain company that only deals in cat things. We got, let's see, four in the house and a bunch of them that are strays outside. Folks come here and I guess, you know, life changes for them or something, and they turn their cats out. And the poor things, they're understood, I think generally speaking, understood to be self-reliant, and they can catch their own food and look after themselves. But you know, that cuts down on the songbird population. And we've had a real drop off. I don't know if others are paying attention to that, but we used to feed birds, and we have just a real crash in population. But anyway, I hope the cats weren't responsible for that. But I started looking after them, and they sort of took a liking to me, probably for that reason. And four of the kitties that we have are strays that decided we'd take them in and give them a warm place as well as a bite to eat every once in a while. So anyway, I got Donna's package and made like the delivery man, and she was awfully happy to get it. She had been expecting it for a while. Let's see, and she had Bible study this morning, and she had choir practice this evening, so she made a couple of runs to the church today for those things, and the woman stays busy, what can I say? And I'm glad she does. She has lots of energy. I admire that. For myself, I stayed here close by the phone. I'm joking. Close by the phone. I got 19 robocalls today. 19 of them. Now, can anybody beat that? KK4JBQ.
For DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Well, Larry, I'm glad that Donna got her package and got the stuff for the little kitties and all of that stuff. I'm sure she enjoys the animals. I'm sure you do as well. You said something about stay warm tonight. I don't know what the temperature is supposed to get down to. It'll probably be a 2 or 3 cat night then, I guess, since you got cats. For me, it would be a 2-dog night maybe. But glad you got the animals taken care of. The only part about ordering stuff is having to sit there and wait on it. You don't know when it's going to get there exactly. Even though you got tracking on it, it says it has been shipped and it should get there between this time and that time. They may be a little more precise and a little closer to being accurate over there in Greer, but over here at the house, since I live over on the outskirts of Easley, they give me a time, and it's always at the far end. You know, if they say it'll be here between 8 and 4, it'll be 4:15 or 4:30 before I get it. Very rarely is it before time, so I don't know how that works for you, but maybe it works a whole lot better. As far as the robocalls, you said you had 19. I started laughing. I said, I thought I got a lot of robocalls, but you got me beat there, buddy.
I wonder, why is it that some people get more than others? And it could be that I let them all go by. And some folks might, I monitor the phone. Actually, I work on a list that the phone will contain. We have both a landline and a and a couple of cell phones. Don't get any robocalls on the cell phones. But that landline, my. We've had it, you know, since we moved in here about 24 years ago. so we're well established as a working phone number, I guess. I don't know what their method of choosing numbers is, but maybe if you never answer the phone, they'll just keep trying until you do. Maybe that's it. I don't know. I let them all go by. I don't know if you know a better phrase for it. Used to work on a whitelist. That's the way I understood it from my study in computers way back. We called it a whitelist. So the phone will contain a phone book, and if it identifies it as, oh, I've got most of them arranged by call signs. I don't know if you have that in your phone directory, but mine are by call signs. I'm not as good as Andy is with call signs, but I can tell, you know, if a call sign comes through and I've spoken with them before, it's kind of like a nickname for us, and the lady on the phone, again, this is a landline, lady on the phone who tries to pronounce some of these acronyms, she tickles me to death. So, in other words, she tries to make KI4DOS into a word and tries to pronounce it. It comes up with some real ringers. But I can usually ferret it out anyway. But 19 is just, it's a lot of interference in the day. Now, some of them will leave a message, especially here just lately. They'll leave a message about an organization that wants to have a meeting or wants to have a rally or, you know, the likes of that. And so just to get that information out there, and if I want to attend, I can roll on by. Well, years ago, and you might remember this, years ago, I entered this hobby with the notion that if I tried hard to keep my head down, I wouldn't get it shot off, you know? I was a little cautious, or I had a good bit of trepidation about being so public. I'm a pretty private person, I guess. Anyway, 19, that's my record so far for it one day. I mean, it used to be a month would go by. Certainly, most weeks I'd never get that many, but one day. Back to you, Gary. KI4DOS.
I don't know what to tell you about that. We've got a landline as well as a couple of cell phones, and I got a answering machine on my landline, and most of the robocalls that if it clicks on the answering machine, they'll call it about twice, and if it answers twice or something like that on the with the answering machine, they won't call anymore. So our robocalls on the landline have diminished quite a bit because we don't ever answer it. You know, we got the bells turned off. We've got it for other reasons, very rarely do. I don't hardly ever talk on it. If I've got some private conversation that I want to call to get across, I'll use the landline. I don't use the cell phone. But I don't guess it's any more, the landline's any more secure than the cell phones are nowadays. You can't never tell. I've gotten quite a number of calls on my cell phone. I got one, as a matter of fact, and I answered it. I was riding down the road, and
I didn't even look. Yeah, my phone rang, and I just reached down, grabbed, picked it up, and answered it, and then got on there. He wanted to sell me some insurance, for auto repair. And I said, sure, send me the information. I need that. And he kept on. And I said, yeah, send that information to me. I said, my vehicle's 28 years old. I said, I need it, I got over 300,000 miles on my vehicle, and it's almost 30 years old. I said, send that to me. You might need some repairs done. And all of a sudden, he hung up on me.
That wasn't the story he was hoping for. No joke. Oh, my. I have in the past been like you. I would keep a car and keep it up and keep it as long as I could. And started out by buying it, second or third hand to start with. With a few miles on it yet, So I guess the one I have now, let's see, 11, 21. It's about 14 years old. It's new for me. But now I've never been. I grew up about a. Went through that age when I'm a new driver and excited about automobiles, and I was learning as much as I could about keeping them on the road. Every teenage boy, well, everyone that I knew anyway, was concerned about keeping it on the road. We were all driving cars that had been well used by others. And I enjoyed that. I enjoyed it, but I never became enamored with cars that went fast or that were high performance, you might say. Just cars that got you around. And that's a very small market. Maybe it's no market at all. If you're 20 or 30 something individual and cars are your life, more power to you, which is never anything that I spent a lot of time on. They got me from here to there, and I spent as little as $50 on a car. And I guess the most I ever spent on a used car was $250. And every one of them had to have some mechanical work. And from the time that I made the purchase, I'm curious. I told you way too much about about my early days in automobiles. How about yours?
My first car, I was like you. I paid $50 for my first one. Then my dad, actually, he bought it off a fella at work. My dad was one of those, he liked to keep a new car, but he wouldn't keep one over 3 years. Once it got over 3 years old, he sold it and got another one. But he kept a used, and by the time I'm the fourth of five children, and so I was kind of far down the list. When I bought my first one, I paid $50 for it, and then I bought my second one, I paid $150 for it. And my pickup truck, that's my baby out there, I bought it off a car carrier.
It was hanging on the back of a car carrier when it came in on the to the dealership. And I just happened to be riding by the dealership, and I saw this thing up in the air. I went in and talked to the salespeople, and I said, I want that truck right there. If it's got this, this, and this on it, then the salesperson said, well, let me go see. And they came back and said, it's got everything you want on it. I said, good. I said, I'll take it. Well, let me get it down and get it cleaned up and let you take it for a test drive. I said, I don't need to. It's what I want. I'll take it. And they said, well, let's go fill out the paperwork. We went and filled out the paperwork, and they got it inside, pulled the plastic off the seats and cleaned it up a little bit, and I drove home in it that night. It had 3 miles on it when I first got it, and it's got over 300,000 on it now, and of course it's almost, it's 28 years old, it's 96, and so it's got some age on it, but I've maintained it, and I wouldn't hesitate to get in it to go anywhere.